marinating the myths and truths to guide you. At one time or another, I'm sure you've either purchased a prepared marinade or constructed your own to use with some type of animal protein. Likely, your goal was to either add flavor or to tenderize or both. But let me ask you, do you really know what marinades do for specific foods and do you know how to use them? My intention is to debunk the myths, get to the truth on what marinades can do, and provide a guide on marinade amounts and ideal marinating times for specific foods. Let's get started. Part 1. Myth to truth. How deep do marinades go? One of my favorite myths is that of the depth that marinades penetrate in meat. The tale is that once a meat is exposed to a marinade, it will get completely through, but this is far from the truth. Marinades are a surface to few millimeters below surface benefit, no matter what the content of the soaking liquid. The oil, herbs, seasonings, and spices only add flavor to the exterior of the food, with no ingredient ever penetrating to the center of the meat. Our bottled dressings, a marinade. We all look for ways to cut corners, and one of the myths out there is that bottled dressing works just fine as a substitute marinade. The truth, however, is bottled dressings have high levels of acidity, which when exposed to meat protein tend to break down the meat molecules too far, resulting in a mushy exterior. Additionally, bottled dressings are loaded with unwanted ingredients like sweeteners, think sugar, gums, and stabilizers, and lack ingredients that give any real flavor. How long should you marinate meat? As mentioned above, since marinades don't penetrate deeply into meat, a longer marinating time doesn't mean more tender or flavorful meat. In fact, the opposite becomes true. Marinating too long will allow the protein bonds in the meat to weaken, resulting in a mushy exterior, which can prevent the meat from holding on to moisture. That means you end up with a dry piece of meat. Doesn't the acid in a marinade tenderize meat? When you're looking to tenderize meat, what you are really doing is breaking down connective tissue in the meat, which is what produces tough cuts. Connective tissue is made up of collagen and fiber, which can be weakened by an acidic ingredient like vinegar, wine, citrus juice, etc. The problem, again, is that this effect is surface only and cannot penetrate to the core of the meat. Best advice is to use these ingredients sparingly and for shorter marinating times. Can you use a marinade on any meat? Since you've learned that marinades benefit the surface of the meat only, it is best for them to be used with thinner cuts of meat like chicken breasts, cutlets, chunked meats, steak, and chops. Larger cuts of meat do best with a wet rub or a spice paste. Part 2. Marinating tips for high flavor and juiciness. Tip number 1. Flavorings and seasonings. Use a lot of these ingredients in marinades and be sure to watch the salt or it will inhibit the absorption of other herbs, spices, and seasonings. Tip number 2. Score the meat. To achieve as much penetration as possible, score the meat's surface with a knife or prick the surface with a fork. Tip number 3, reactivating the marinade. I personally like to marinate in storage bags, but you can use chafing dishes or other similar large baking dishes covered with plastic wrap. When using a storage bag, ensure that all the air is out of the bag before sealing. Halfway through the marinating time, flip the storage bag or stir the meat in a dish to ensure everything is getting even soaking time. Tip number 4, refrigeration. One risk with marinating is the development of microorganisms since you are dealing with raw meat. You can reduce this risk by getting your marinated meat in the refrigerator as quickly as possible to avoid the temperature danger zone of 40 to 140 degrees Fahrenheit when bacteria can spread rapidly. Tip number 5, wipe off excess and discard leftover. Remember, you've just marinated raw meat, so never keep used marinade. It needs to be discarded immediately. If you feel you want to offer some of the marinade to go on the cooked food, simply keep a small amount separate from the marinating meat. Also, so you don't get excessive flare-up on the grill, wipe off excess marinade from the meat before grilling. Part 3, Guide to Marinating Foods. This guide is intended to provide a starting point for specific foods on the quantity of marinade needed and the timing of the marinating process. For beef, you'll need 1/4 cup of marinade per pound, and the marinating time should be 24 hours. For pork, you'll need 1/4 cup per pound, and the marinating time will be 24 hours. Skinless chicken, the marinating will be 1/4 cup per pound with 3 hours of marinating time. Skin-on chicken, 1/4 cup per pound with 24 hours marinating time. Thick-cut fish, 2 tablespoons per pound with 30 minutes of marinating time. Delicate fish, 2 tablespoons per pound with 15 minutes marinating time. Thick-skinned vegetables, 2 tablespoons per pound with 15 minutes marinating time. Thinner or absorbent vegetables, 3 tablespoons per pound with 1 hour of marinating time. By following these tips and guidelines, you'll be sure to keep your foods moist, flavorful, and promote a great mouth food experience texture-wise. Do you have a favorite marinade ingredient? Leave us a comment to opine, making you an informed consumer through valuable articles like this one. Leave us a comment and follow us or subscribe for more great recipes, techniques, tips, and the science behind the flavor and fire. That's Smokin'Licious. Did you love this blog? If so, please share.